Environment Ministry is launching a unique new atlas of the Czech Republic. The results of 6 years of work, it contains more than 1,200 maps produced by over 300 specialists in 100 institutions. Ruth Franková spoke to the man who initiated the project, Environment Minister Ladislav Miko, and first asked him what purpose such an extensive atlas would serve.
This is a basic set of geographical information about our territory, and we need it for plenty of purposes, for decision making in the state administration, for example, for science, for education. It will be distributed to schools, etc., etc. And it's also a documentation of the present situation in our country, which has a certain historical significance.
It is a huge book. It weighs more than 10 kilos and it contains more than 300 pages. What kind of information does it contain?
It's actually almost everything you can imagine about the territorial information, starting with physical geographical maps, the waters, climate, energy potential, nature and landscape issues, but also socio-economic issues, issues of transport, for example, transport infrastructure, and also synthetic maps about the development of Czech landscape and trends for the future expected.
As far as I know, it also contains pictures or drawings by famous artists. Why is that?
Yeah, that's true. There is the last chapter of the atlas, which is a collection of the paysage artists. And the reason is very simple. They have been pretty realistic, and the pictures are showing the look of the Czech landscape in particular parts of Czech Republic in 19th century, and it is a very interesting and important source of information about the development of Czech landscape, because you can extrapolate the trends just because from that time there is not many really maps available.
So how has it changed over the years?
Probably the most significant and most important is documentation of what is happening in last two decades. There is a very large difference in development of most populated areas of Czech Republic, where the intensification is the major factor, intensification of agriculture especially, and the border areas and more distant areas where the abandonment is very visible. The abandonment on the one side can be positive for the biodiversity, for example, but only in case when the land remains managed. But in many cases, this is not happening.
Environment Minister Ladislav Miko speaking there to Ruth Franková.